electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And for this morning is our good friend, Arlene Kula. Before we get to Arlene, I wanted to bring to you some new news. I don't know its significance, but I think it is a major issue. And certainly just about 10, 15 hours ago, Israel closed its embassies and consulates throughout the world. And it's going to bring all of the diplomats home. Now, this is an unusual move. I've never seen anything like it before. Why would Israel do this? Well, there are several explanations given. One is the fact that Israel is planning on attacking Iran and wants to bring all of its diplomats home. So the diplomats will not be stranded in other countries. They want to bring them home where they can certainly be protected. I don't know what it means. But I do know it is a major and very important move. We live in an uncertain world, and certainly we live on the brink of war, massive war. But we know these wars are coming because, of course, we've read the prophecies, and, of course, they tell us that wars are coming. And then, of course, everything we've studied about the people who created wars tell us they're planning on another major nuclear war. Will this issue between Israel and Iran set that off? I don't know. What is the significance of the fact that Israel has closed its embassies throughout the world, consulates throughout the world, and bringing the diplomats home? I don't know, but I want to just put you on alert, because you may or may not have heard this so far, but something big is afoot, and we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. Now, with that as the background, Arlene Kula certainly is one of our favorite people. She's the president of the California Eagle Forum. She certainly has been working hard for many, many years trying to save America. Certainly a good friend, a wonderful supporter. She's spoken at our conferences, and she's supported our ministry. And as we support her ministry, and I've spoken at her conferences. Arlene Kula, you pick up the story this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. That was amazing news you just told us about Israel, and we certainly do live in some very frightening times, don't we?
We certainly do. It's wonderful to know the Lord, and this is what sustains me. Go right ahead.
That's very true, and without knowing the Lord and without having hope in Christ, I don't think many of us could still be in this battle. I have several friends who are fighting the good fight, but they don't have that hope, and it makes them very negative and makes it hard to listen to all the negative talk all the time. So I'm very thankful that I have that hope, and we do know how the final chapter ends, and that's what gives us the courage to continue on. Well, I wanted to give you an update of our battles fighting this strange Common Core education. As you know, I've written a book about it called Common Core, the Trojan Horse for Education Reform, that was written and published in December of 2012. And all last year, 2013, I was traveling around the state of California, also parts of Idaho and Utah, talking about my book. I had probably 75 various presentations around the state, and 3 in Idaho, 2 in Utah. So little by little, people are really starting to wake up about this. And across the state of California, we have so many wonderful groups now that have organized to fight this. They call me the pioneer that first told them about it, but they have now become such experts as well. And it's just really exciting to see the really amazing response that is coming across the entire nation fighting Common Core. Because of that, we have 20 different states that have some kind of legislation pending to either put it on hold or try to do something to stop it. Indiana was the first. They put it on hold a year ago, and now are trying to really just throw it out of their state. But in the meantime, the powers behind it are really rising up, and Bill Gates, who has given probably close to $2 billion fighting it or promoting it, is really now doubling his efforts. And right in Colorado, where your broadcast is coming from, he gave, I think it was $22 million back in 2009 for the Department of Education there to promote Common Core, and just recently he gave them another $18 million. So, of course, the Department of Education in Colorado is totally in support of Common Core. He's been doing this to departments of ed, to PTAs, to all sorts of various organizations, business groups, the Chamber of Commerce's across the nation, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, totally in support of Common Core. And that's what is just very scary about all of this. And then in the meantime, they have decided they just can't use the name anymore because it's become such a bad name. And this is actually what Governor Huckabee himself said. He said, let's rebrand it, refocus it, but don't retreat. So he was one of those first governors that was on board at the very beginning of all of this, and he's still on board. And I just received a report from the Federal Department of Education, a spokesman for them gave a talk on December 20th, where her name is Deborah DeLiles, and she said that they're now just talking about pre-K, the five pillars of education, pre-K, K through 12 reform, college affordability, school climate, and the equity initiative. But never once did she mention Common Core. And when a person in the audience asked her a question about it, she said, oh, we just talk about college and career readiness now. So that's their new term for it. But I'm telling people to not be deceived. They just love to change the names when people catch on what is going on, but it's still the same program. Common Core actually has a trademark, a copyright on it. It's still going forward. And here in California, they're just starting the assessment test for it, but the assessment test is not going to be recorded this year. It's just kind of a trial run, so no one will even know what the results are. And it's so silly to spend the huge amount of millions of dollars it's going to take to implement this test, and no one gets to know the results of it. But they're afraid our results will be just as bad as they have been in other states, like in New York. It's go way down.
Okay, hold the thought, Arlene. When we get back, we want to tell our listeners what Common Core is and why it's different than what they've had in the past. Right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, our lead caller, is telling us what was happening with the Common Core curriculum. But, Orlene, for our listeners out there who may not really understand, what is Common Core? Why is this new curriculum being used in public schools dangerous? And what impact is it going to have on the quality of education? Could you just review that quickly for us?
Yes, it is pretending to be just a normal Common Core state standard initiative. That's what they call it, the official name. And they're trying to pretend that it originated with the states, because that is according to federal law and the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. Education is to originate in the state and under local control. Well, that is why they attach the name state standard to it. But really, it is a federal top-down program. National standards, they used to talk about the commonality, how wonderful that will be, that all the states will be the same. So if you move from California to Arizona, you won't miss a single day. Your children will be right on tests, the exact same course, exact same standards, curriculum. Well, that has never been how it was in the United States. We would operate under the basis of competition. If one school was not doing as well as another, parents would take their children out and go to the other school, and that's helped schools keep improving. But under this federal program, of course, this everything will be all the same, and that's been their goal from a long, long time ago. These globalists want all, not just the United States, but all nations to have the same education so they can bring in their propaganda, and there's no way to stop it. And that's what is one of the scariest things about Common Core, is under this big federal program, if you have someone like Obama who has his own agenda and wants to bring that into the public schools, how easy that will be, because the script for the teachers will all be scripted. It'll be canned. And that's what some of the teachers are saying in the states that have already had this much longer than California. The states had the option to sign on to it early in 2010 or later in 2010. Those that signed on really early have already been implementing it, and one of those is the state of New York. Some of their teachers are saying they have no freedom to do what they want to do anymore. Their program is all scripted for them, and they are not to deviate from the script. And then, as I was mentioning just before the break, the assessment test that came out in New York, they were told it was going to not be too startled. It would probably be 30 points lower for most of the students than their former test. Well, sure enough, it was. So some of these students went from 90th percentile in their testing all the way down to the 60th percentile. And the poor little students who thought that they were college and career ready and were really good students now are so discouraged, thinking they're not very good students at all. And the amazing thing is the state of Kentucky was told the exact same thing the year before, that their scores would be down 30%. Dr. Joseph Rella, who is the superintendent of schools for Long Island area, he was so disgusted with this that when the test results came out in New York, he wrote a letter to all of the state legislators saying either this was programmed so that, and the results were finagled so they would be 30% less, or I would like to ask you to ask for my resignation, because obviously I've not been doing a very good job as a superintendent. Our scores were in the 90th percentile the last year, and now they're down in the 60th. You know, what's going on here? And that letter went all over the nation through email. I have it up on our website. We formed a organization here in California called Californians United Against Common Core. And if you go to the website, cuacc.org, you can see Dr. Joseph Rella's letter that went to all of the state legislators. And it was because of him they've really been having a big pushback now in New York. He had a big rally 2 weeks later after this letter where 2,000 people showed up at a football stadium at one of his schools, and probably three-fourths of those people were teachers themselves and educators. So he has a really good following and strong support to try to stop Common Core in California or in New York, and we were hoping we could follow his example here in California, but so far we are not making a huge amount of progress, but we do have two state legislators who are coming up with some kind of a bill. Right now it's not to put Common Core on hold, but it's to allow school districts to say no to it and to also say no to the assessment test. And that once those bills are totally ready to go, I'll certainly get on the radio with you, Dr. Sten, and tell you more about them. But that's essentially the background and the fight that we've been having over this past year. And our biggest concern is we don't want a big top-down federal program that is going to make it so much easier to indoctrinate our children and put exactly the state of mind that they want in all of our students. And that's what they talk about, is the state of mind. And the tests will be testing for that. The assessment test that people have already experienced, that is what it's all about. They are testing for attitudes, for state of mind, for beliefs. So it's really, it's a psychological test, and they are using that test then to change attitudes and make the children more compliant and more ready for their global New World Order. That's what it's really all about.
And basically, this is a federal, it is a federal curriculum, isn't it, for all intents and purposes?
Well, it's federal standards, but the curriculum, of course, has to go with the standards, and the curriculum where it's already been implemented is kind of all, it's a canned curriculum where the teachers really have to go along with it, can't even do their own creative things like they used to could do, so it's, once the standards are in place, the curriculum has to go along with it because the assessment test will be testing on that curriculum. So it's all a prepackaged deal.
Now, what part does the computer play in the Common Core? In other words, do the students have computers? Is this an important part of the education?
Very much so, and that's one of the biggest objections a lot of people have to this. Students will no longer come into the classroom and have instruction from their teacher. The teacher will become a facilitator. Everything will be on the computer, and the teacher, what little information she's able to give, is scripted according to the computer. And that way, of course, that they can be so much more easily programmed, not only with their class assignments, but especially with the big tests. And the tests are going to be called computer adaptive testing. So I'm actually writing another book about Common Core. It's called The Hidden C's of Common Core. C's like central control, computer programmed tests and assignments, as well as really this is bringing us to total togs in the global workforce. That's what our children are going to be referred to. They're not going to be really, and they're also referred to as capital, human capital, cogs in the workforce. And really it's bringing us to the communist system. And that's what my book is all about. But I do mention how they're using this computer adaptive testing, and I give an example of it so that if a student who is really smart and well-prepared, he starts the test, then the next question will be a little harder, the next question a little harder. Those who are not as good as students, when they start the test and miss the first question, then the next question will be a little easier, so they'll be able to answer it. Or if they miss that, the next one will be a little bit easier. So as the student who's really good continues on with the test, the questions become so hard he cannot answer them anymore, then he'll get an easier one and an easier one. So eventually, all the children will come out and kind of equal at the end. Those that were not doing so well get easier tests, so that raises their score. Those that are doing really well eventually get really hard questions, so that lowers their score. And this is what they've been trying to achieve for a long time, is to get rid of this achievement gap between the high students and the low students. And you'll find out that what is really behind Common Core is this social justice concept. They don't really want anyone to be high achievers. They want everyone to be equal. And even the new SAT test, David Coleman, who is the president of the College Board and is behind the changes now that are being made to the SAT, ACT, all of our college preparatory tests and college entrance exams, he has already made the statement that the SAT needs to be more socially just for the students. So it is going to be changed now so that those that were really poor students can do better on it. They're getting rid of the essay test, the essay part of it, or it will just be optional. And there, it used to be that if you guessed, you would kind of be, your test would be lowered for guessing. Now guessing will be perfectly acceptable. So everything is, the social justice concept behind Common Core is just really remarkable. That's what I've been finding in my year of research in this past year.
Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we have a caller.
Yes. Dr. Stan?
Yes, speak right up, please.
This is Maureen. And I do thank you and your guest for this report on Common Core. It is being fought here in Colorado, but it's a slow uphill fight, and who knows? I want to ask your guest whether it is known whether the United Nations had a part in writing this. And the reason I ask is that 50 years ago, I found out that the United Nations was behind a lot of horrible psychological tests. This is what woke me up and got me started on the, you know, Patriot Trail. They wrote a psychological test that were given to children here and who were told not to tell their parents about it, and they just had horrible questions on there and just so demoralizing, and it would be so discouraging. And sometime I'd like to speak about that on your program if given the opportunity, but is the United Nations a part of this curriculum?
Oh, did you get the question, Marlene?
Yes, I did. I did, Maureen, and that is very true. As you know, the UN has been pushing for global one world government from the onset, and Common Core is their tool to do this. In 1984, Robert Mueller, who was very high up in the UN, actually was using the term Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been behind this, and the sad thing is he is a Catholic, and the Catholics thought of him with great respect. They used to really respect the UN. So it was through him that they've been able to bring Common Core into the Catholic schools. And just about every Catholic private school is now using the Common Core curriculum. But in my book, Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, I have the whole chapter 5 is about how they are using Agenda 21, which is a United Nations program, to use all the fear tactics for children to go along with all of their programs to be more willing to accept these UN scientific agenda items of Agenda 21, which will make them be more socially just. The three E's of Agenda 21 is equity, economy, and environment. And the children are being taught all of this. Equity is social justice. Environment is, of course, giving animals as many rights as humans and going along with the entire environmental agenda. And the equity part is social equity. or economy is the social justice aspect of the economy, to take from those who have and give to those who have not. So our children are being taught this through a Common Core, and definitely the UN is very much a part of this because of the Pearson Foundation that are doing a book for Common Core. 70 other nations already have it in their program.
We'll be back in just a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card. Visit www.greencleanfood.com. That's greencleanfood.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Ladies, are you wanting a deeper connection between your relationship with God and your health? More control over managing your own health? To keep you and your family healthy naturally and economically? More vibrant energy for the things that are important to you? Join me, Master Herbalist and Nutritional Consultant Julie Formby, for a walk through the ancient scriptures on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KHNC. Each show is based on my seminar series called Back to Biblical Health for Women, and together we will explore a variety of health topics from a holistic and biblical perspective, all targeted specifically toward women and restoring your new vitality. As my free gift to you, I would like to offer a taste of what Back to Biblical Health for Women is all about. Download a free introductory copy of my ebook at www.yournewvitality.com/radio. That's www.yournewvitality.com/radio. And don't forget to join me on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m.
Well, Dr. Stan, and so for our listeners out there, you have to understand the purpose of this Common Core is to destroy faith in God and in family, and in country. And basically, they do everything in our public education to destroy belief in God. They turn the children against their parents. Parents don't understand. And, of course, most of the children today, when they graduate from school, believe themselves to be citizens of the world. That's what's important, citizens of the world. They're using the educational system to destroy the very foundation of our nation. Have you encountered that in your studies, Arlene?
Definitely. In fact, Chapter 6 of my new book is called Citizens of the World, The Global Goals of Common Core. And it used to be they kind of kept that part hush-hush. But here in Santa Rosa, California, where I live, our Sonoma County Office of Education came out with a booklet last September promoting Common Core, and the last page of it actually has in large letters citizens of the world, and they were letting the parents know how wonderful Common Core will be to better prepare all of our students so they can take their place in the global workforce and better be citizens of the world. So this is definitely a big part of Common Core, and the ultimate goal is the next step to prepare us for this global one world government.
Now, my understanding is that basically much of this is to dumb children down. In other words, suddenly they don't get a calculus in high school as they used to. Is that true?
That's true. The math part is probably one of the biggest complaints most of the parents have, and one of their first clues that something is really amiss in the schools now. The math is being really dumbed down. In elementary schools, they are using all these strange forms of math that parents have never seen before. The poor little kids are so confused. One of the methods for multiplication is called the lattice method, and I show an example of that in my new book. You have to put these various problems. For example, if it's 456 times 35, you have to put the numbers into this strange bracket, the lattice method, and then you multiply cross-diagonally, and it is the most confusing thing I've ever seen in my life. I have yet to figure out what they're doing. I used to be really good at math. And my son, who is a CPA in the San Diego area, his wife is a third-grade teacher. She was showing him this new math that she had to teach the children, and he said, oh, and then not only do they have to do this strange new math, they have to write a little essay about it. Tell your Aunt Lizzie what you have just now done, or whatever relative you want to write your letter to. My son said, had he had to do such math, he would have hated math. He would never have ended up as a CPA. And I think that's what it really is doing. And what they're postponing algebra from the eighth grade to the ninth grade, meaning that in high school, there will be no room for calculus their senior year of high school. So it really is dumbing down math, and it will dumb down math going on into college, because if you haven't had calculus in high school, you'll have to have that now in college, and it's going to also take away a lot of wonderful students who would have been great mathematicians. They're going to hate math and no longer be even interested in the subject. So obviously there is a dumbing down going on, and the same with English literature, which was my field. They are lowering the amount of classical English literature that would have been taught in elementary school. It used to be 80%. That's down to 50%. In high school, it's even lower, down to 30%. It is being replaced with what they call informational text, which I just say is a pseudonym for indoctrination, because now they are assigned all of these strange articles to look up online on internet, and they're articles that are promoting Obama's agenda, such as articles about his energy policy, about his health care, articles promoting why young students, even in elementary school, are supposed to believe that teacher unions are wonderful. And then there's, with the new science standards that have come out, they call them the next generation science standards, total promotion of global warming, promotion of strange science that is obviously not true, but the students from kindergarten through high school will be taught this, so they will believe it is true. And under their methods, with using the computers, with everything computerized, with the tests computerized, how much easier it is to program our children and reprogram them. If they say, no, no, I don't believe in global warming, my parents taught me something different, the test will keep programming them till they have to answer yes on this, or they can't go to the next step. So it's just amazing how far we've come with exactly what the globalist agenda has been for many, many years, and how easy it will be to totally indoctrinate our children now with Common Core.
Dr. Stan?
Yes.
I'm still here.
Oh, go ahead, Maureen.
Okay. I just wanted to make another comment, if I may. This is an eyewitness report. I had my children, I homeschooled them, and I was a pioneer homeschooler in Denver many, many years ago, I also homeschooled some of the neighbors and church children. I set up a little, schoolroom in my home, etc. Well, anyway, not to belabor that. What I would like to say is that though I abhor the public schools, I had a call I felt from the Lord to go into the public schools because the children were not being taught to read. And so I took a almost volunteer job as a tutor to little children in reading. Before that, I had taught high school U.S. Constitution and so forth. But what I'm speaking of is that at that time, the big fad was, and the horrible Trojan horse was, good grief.
Whole language?
Well, oh yeah, that was awful. That's what I was trying to help overcome. But anyway, No Child Left Behind.
Oh yeah.
And the teachers and children were under such pressure that the children, when they were being given their individual assessments, and I saw this, reading place was in the library, and the children were brought in there one by one, not to my part, but to another part of the library for their assessments. And these children were ending up in tears. They just couldn't handle it. And the teachers, I asked the teachers about it, and they said, we are so discouraged, we just about can't go on, but this is how we get our money.
It was a horrible program,
and, the forerunner of this one.
Right, it sure is. Well, thank you so very much, Maureen. I appreciate your thoughts on that. And as bad as things have been in the past, Common Core is going to be worse. And certainly, Orlean, what can parents do? What can parents or grandparents do about this program, which is specifically and intentionally and maliciously designed to dumb down our children, the federal educational program, and of course schools are taking it because they get money, and yet they're destroying our children. They maliciously are destroying the faith and belief in God and family and country. Our number is 877-254-7524 if you have a question or comment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, certified master herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, at the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Orlean Kula, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question for our guest, go right ahead, Orlean.
Well, just before the break, you asked what can parents do. First of all, they can do what Maureen has done, and that is take their children out and homeschool them. As I am finding more and more about this, this is, I think, the only safe thing that parents can do. However, they need to be aware that if they want their children to go on to college, the college test, as we've already said, will be totally aligned to Common Core, the SAT, ACT, even the GED to get their high school equivalency will be aligned to Common Core. So the students will either have to be taught some of this wacky Common Core philosophy and language, and or they will fail the test. And maybe homeschool parents will have to create homeschool colleges now. And that's what my understanding is. There are 7 colleges kind of in the works that will be no longer aligned at all with Common Core and will be true academic colleges. So I'll let you know more about that as I find out more about it as well. Fortunately, there are wonderful Christian parents who are aligning together to try to fight this and create colleges. And maybe there'll be small little homeschool colleges, but who knows what we can do to fight it. In the meantime, what I tell parents to do, if you go to our website, CUACC.org, that stands for Californians United Against Common Core, it lists, there's a brochure there. There is also a list, a page of talking points. And at the end, it gives ideas for parents what they can do. It also gives other wonderful resources of information. But what I would say is, number one, start speaking out at your school board meetings, letting them know how opposed you are to this. There's also a petition on our website that you can gather signatures for, and there's also one that you can just sign on to on the website, so you don't have to download it. But if you want to download it and get signatures, that would really be helpful. And then start speaking out, writing to your state legislators, to Congress. Congress even finally is aware of this. Congress was bypassed just as our state legislators were. Common Core was pushed through the governors and the state school boards. But finally, Congress is aware of this, and there's legislation pending in Congress that we should go through the proper channels and let hearings be had and held about Common Core. The same with our state legislators. So if you have a good representative, either in Congress or in your state legislators, who will listen to you and allow you to come and speak at hearings, that's what I would recommend. And then just start spreading the word. If you have any access through a blog or through internet, pass this information on to others. There's a wonderful Facebook page that was started by a lady here in California. Her name is Angela Weinzinger. She was president of her school board in the Travis school area, and she started a wonderful Facebook page called Parents and Educators Against Common Core Standards. She has over 18,000 friends on her page now, so she's really helping to spread the word.
People have to understand, they want to destroy the soul of our children. We're under attack. But we, in Washington, D.C., the people who control our government want to convert our children into global citizens. They want to destroy the sovereignty of this nation. And the vast majority of children, when they come out of school today, consider themselves citizens of the world. We have another caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I was wondering if you could spell Orlean's last name. I just can't get it.
It's K-O-E-H-L-E.
K-O-E-H-L-E. Orlean Kohler.
Okay. K-O-E-H-L-E. And then one more time, the website?
It's CUACC.org. And that's
one more time.
Californians United Against Common Core.
Thank you very much. I'm sure glad I've got my kids through school, and I'm praying maybe she don't have any kids, because I'm not sure there's going to be a world left. You could comment on that, Dr. Stan. Thanks.
I'm sorry, comment on what?
She said she's praying that her daughter maybe will not have any children, because we may not have a world left. I advise having children, and I advise teaching them correct principles. There's going to be a world here one way or another,
because there is a God in heaven, and he is going to intervene. I really believe. In fact, I worry about how he's going to intervene in this country, because America has turned against God. But certainly for those who are faithful, he will be faithful with us. I have to believe that. Anyway, God bless you. Thanks so much for calling. Well, Arlene, what about private schools? Are private schools being forced to take this program of dumbing down our children?
Well, as I was telling Maureen, the Catholic schools totally adopted it. In fact, some of them had even adopted it before it came into the public schools. That's how these two ladies found out about it, who led the battle to fight it in Indiana. They noticed this strange new math in their Catholic private school. And what was wonderful about them, they didn't just try to fight it in the Catholic schools. They led the battle to fight it in the entire state of Indiana. And as I mentioned, they did accomplish that. It was put on hold a year ago, and now they're trying to get it out totally. But they're getting a lot of pushback from the school board, from the unions as well. And so it's not a done deal even in Indiana. But there are some wonderful Catholic professors, 132, that have signed a letter that has gone out to 100 Catholic bishops saying why they need to pull out of Common Core. And that's on our website as well. And they're having a lot of success with that letter, and there are some Catholic bishops that are now pulling out. In the other private schools here in Santa Rosa, I went to a wonderful one that's part of the Santa Rosa Bible Church, and I had given them a copy of my book to the principal. And I just checked with them a few weeks ago, and the secretary recognized me, and I said, I just was in hope that your school has not adopted Common Core. And she said, our Common Core is Jesus Christ, and we will not adopt this program. I thought that was really nice. And so maybe my book could help them. And so there are private schools that are still standing firm for what they believe in, and
we're
not sure what they're going to do when the kids go on to college.
Thanks for everything you do. Talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, here, this is a very important subject. You don't read about it suddenly in the newspaper. You don't hear about it on radio and television, because they don't want you to know that they are intentionally and maliciously dumbing down our children. And you need to get the information, and you need to get it out. You need to help us get it out. Now, basically, we carry, you can get call our 800 number and get Arlene's book. We have a DVD that Arlene did, a talk she gave when she was at our conference a couple of years ago. And, of course, you can get the book and the DVD, and I believe we have a 4-CD set on Common Core. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I know we have the book. I know we have the DVD. It's Arlene Coulomb talking on Common Core, and you get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing. They want to destroy America. And to understand what's really going on, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the 4-CD set on the Aquarian Conspiracy, the 4-CD set on the Supernatural. That'll give you enough to get started on. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. This goes into the occult and supernatural satanic forces working at every level of our government today. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We do hope that many of you out there will go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live. Or you can watch our DVDs. We have them posted there, many of them for nothing. Oh, we have actually many of our newsletters that are posted. If you're talking about our treatise, certainly on the population control agenda, or on certainly the Georgia Guidestones, you need to. The Georgia Guidestones put up by a secret society that calls for the elimination of over 90% of the population of the world. These people are deadly serious. That's what's going to happen certainly with the wars that are coming. And remember, I opened the program noting that Israel is recalling its ambassadors from all over the world. Why is Israel recalling all of its ministers? Well, ambassadors, there's going to be a major cataclysmic event, and I believe it's coming very soon. The Israelis want them home so they won't be discriminated against. They want their home, them home so they can protect them. At least that's the theory. On the other hand, there are demonic forces working within the Israeli government, and perhaps they want to kill just as many Jews as they can. We are up against truly satanic forces working within our society. The one thing I can tell you for certain is that we are heading into very, very difficult times. And you need to be prepared, and if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, you need to have one. And this is why I'm hoping that my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will direct you towards our Lord. Under any circumstances, sign up at 1-800-544-8927. Webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our protection. So tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.